All right, and welcome back to From Byron to Floy. We've got Steve back, which is good to have. Unfortunately, his Braves are not doing that good right now, so you may hear an "oh fuck" occasionally. But we've got some pretty good stories about really bad wingmen today, and just how awful some people can be about wanting to get a wingman. So I guess without further ado, Steve, do you want to go first or second, man?
No, go ahead with your story.
Okay. So when I was driving, I roll up to this nicer apartment complex. It's the ones by, as you're going around Quarry Bend, the like tall white ones that are like four stories high. They kind of look colonial.
I think is it where so Grandma Mary or
Where Grandma Mary used to live,
yeah
but like down a little bit farther west.
to the
And right on
west.
that curve, right on that
I
curve on
think I know which one
Columbia.
you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think I know which one you're talking
But
about.
just a little, but a higher end, nicer apartment complex.
Yes, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So I
I
roll up
imagine.
there, picking up some girl, call her Danielle, because I don't remember what her name is, but we'll say Danielle.
Yes, Daniel seems right there.
Yeah. So she gets in and she's like, "Hey, is it okay if like my other three friends come?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, pile
Why,
in."
yeah, why, that's an odd question to ask, like an Uber driver.
Dude,
You know
you
what I
would
mean?
not
Like,
believe some of the questions. Well, you'll hear all the questions that I got
okay, all
eventually
right, yeah, for
from
sure.
Byron to Floyd.
Yeah.
Well, so they get in, and there was four of them. So there's three in the back, one in the front seat. The one in the back passenger, like the passenger side in the back seat,
By the window.
by the
Yeah,
window,
not sitting
not in
up.
the
Yeah,
center,
all right.
no. Center girl plays a
She was
much,
sitting
yeah, she plays a very interesting role in all this. It was a cute little redhead. I'm like, okay, she's
She's a passenger side window.
your passenger side window, but you could tell something was wrong. She just like gets in, puts her hand on her cheek and just looks out the window. Doesn't say a
This is
word.
pre-pandemic, right?
Pre-pandemic.
Okay.
Yes. Oh yeah, pre-pandemic. This is like
Yeah.
2019.
Okay.
Gets in, sits down, just puts her like hand on her cheek, just looks out the window. And so we get halfway to Real Stadium and then have to freaking turn around because one girl's like, "Oh my God, I forgot my sunglasses."
Oh no.
I'm like, "Oh man, really? Come on." So, and they're like, "Can we go back?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's fine." Turn around, go back, park. Girl, it's the girl in the front seat, gets out and runs it back into the apartment.
What? Okay, so that you go back for the glasses, but the one that was saying that doesn't get out.
No, the one that does say that
Oh,
does get
okay.
out. So she gets out, runs into the apartment. I'm just sitting there, kind of like, D-d-d-d, whatever. Well, the girl sitting bitch goes, "Have you ever heard?" She goes, "Are you a soccer fan?"
So
I'm
this is while
like,
you're waiting for the other
this is
chick.
while I'm waiting for this girl. I'm like, "Yeah, I played soccer in high school." I'm like, "I don't really follow it all that much. I follow mainly like hockey and football now." And she's like, "Oh, well, do you know who Tim Howard is?" I'm like, "Yeah, he's the goalie for the U.S. national team." I'm like, "He was on those really good teams that made, some deep World Cup runs." She's like, "Yeah, well, he's in town playing against the Real tonight. Did you know that?" I was like,
For who was he playing for?
I don't know. I mean, I want to say Seattle, but I don't fucking know." And I'm
Yeah,
just
I wouldn't
like,
know any of the teams other than Real.
"Yeah," I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "That's cool." She goes, "Well, about 6 months ago, he slid into my DMs. And so now I'm going to go
Oh
hang
my
out with him."
God, so she's
She's
fucking
going to get ready to get fucked by Tim Howard.
she
She is going to,
She's
have
one of
peanut
those
butter legs with
girls.
Tim
That's so
Howard.
crazy. That's so weird. Like, I would never. I mean, I guess I
I
have like
mean,
slipped in someone's DM, but it was just like someone that I knew from way back when. It was more of like, and it wasn't like, I don't know. I was just I'm curious as to what that DM looked like.
dude, well, I
You
mean,
know what I mean? Like, what is he saying to her?
it's a
Like,
fucking pro athlete. All he has to do is go,
well,
"You're hot, let's
yeah, but
bang," and
how
she'd
does
be
she,
saying
okay, so how
yes.
the fuck would she know he's like, first of all, I guarantee she's not like some soccer fan. Like,
No. Dude, she was an
she
insta-thought, is what she was. She
again.
was some like insta-thought. And she's like, "Yeah, he slid into my DMs and we've been talking, and well, he's finally in town."
Google me, baby, if you don't know who
And
I
I'm like, cool. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say here. Cool.
Right.
Well, the girl in the back passenger side is just still just like super quiet. And she just looks at me, she goes, "Can I please smoke my vape in your car?" And I'm like,
I please smoke my vape? I'm not gonna make it through this next 5 minutes. Let me smoke my
dude, that was kind of the vibe. I'm like,
vape.
yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. I'm like, just, I'm like, is it super like,
Is
does
this
that,
weed or is this just regular
well, no,
tobacco?
I was asking her, I was like, hey, is it kind of like, is it a powerful smell or is it just kind of a regular vape? She goes, no, there's no smell. I'm like, you don't even have to roll the window down if you don't want to. She goes, cool. Well, her friend goes, she goes, don't worry. I know your grandma is like in a better place. I'm like, what the fuck? And she goes, yeah, I know your grandma's in a better place. And just, I know she was sick for a long time, but she would want you to come out and have fun tonight. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wait, so
And
the
then, oh, he gets better. She's like, you know what? You ought to name your daughter Ethel after your grandma.
Glenda
I'm like, what the shit? I'm like, she went pregnant. She goes, when you have kids, I'm like, oh my hell. And she's just like, thank you so much for coming out. She goes, there's no way that I could have ever done this by myself. The girl riding bitch.
Right, the
I'm
one,
like,
not the grandma died
yeah, I'm
one.
like, you couldn't have gotten laid by yourself? Like, you can't just go, hey, I'm Tim. Hey,
Sometimes you
Tim.
need, well, that, yeah, sometimes you need somebody there
But
to
she's
like,
bringing three other wingmen.
well, yeah, that's a little crazy.
The other two could have sufficed completely fine.
Well, I mean, they chose to go though. I mean, they didn't have to go.
Yeah, they
The other,
chose, but the one, but they, the story gets deeper. She's like, I don't know if I should come tonight. They're like, no, we want you to come. It's gonna be good to get out and have fun. Basically, they were dragging her ass out. They're like, no, you need to come. And I'm just like, what kind of a wingman is that? Like, she's gonna be just sitting in a corner, like a wedding, like to quote
Yeah, well,
Wedding
yeah,
Crashers,
like a
bringing in
cuckold, basically.
negative
Well, yeah,
energy to
someone's.
herself. You
Well,
know?
yeah.
And so it's. And so we're driving there, and so she starts talking to me again. She's like, yeah, it's gonna. She goes, I don't know. I don't really hook up with pro athletes that much. I'm like,
Oh my
keyword, that
God.
much. So
What the
you've obviously done it
fuck,
before.
dude? No, like she pro no. She's never hooked up with it. Yeah, so she's either done it before or she's,
Never done it at all.
yeah, and
It's
trying
one of the
to.
two. It's one of the two
Well, yeah,
extremes.
obviously, but I feel like it's more of the latter. Like, there's no. I feel. Well, who knows? But if she's from Utah and
She's,
she's.
I was gonna say, dude, and I will say
What pro
this.
athletes can she fuck in Utah?
The Jazz, the Buzzed,
The
Real,
Buzz are
like,
not pro. Like,
or I'm sorry, the
that's what I'm saying.
Bees,
So no,
yeah.
it's only either Real or the Jazz. They're the only professional teams.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they want to say major or a minor league baseball player is a pro
He's
athlete,
on his way up. He's gonna be in the
he
Bays. He's the
was
next Mike
there. He
Trout.
was playing the Angels last year. He got bumped down. He's in a slump right now. He's got the yips. Okay, so I was like,
Dude, if she would have actually started busting on that language, I would have lost my shit. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh shit.
So we get there, and the whole, like, she's going back and forth between me and her friend, like, trying to console her friend, like, oh yeah, it's gonna be fine. Like, your grandma wants you to have fun. And like, oh, you should name her
Your
after your grandma.
grandma wants you to have fun. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's not that
Why
she
do you
was trying to
think?
ensure, like, okay, listen, like, no matter what's happening tonight, forget about your grandma dying the other day. Like, we're gonna.
No, not the other day. That day.
Okay, so that I don't, either way, that's even worse. But I'm just, yeah,
Yeah.
like she's trying to make sure that she has a good time, and she doesn't want her to be the downer. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
don't worry about it.
It's
Grandma would want you to be
fine.
have
Grandma
fun.
wants you to have fun and
That's
be
so
happy.
fucked
Oh,
up.
dude, I was just like, oh my God. Oh.
Wow.
And so then she's like, yeah, so it's gonna be really fun tonight. She
Oh
goes,
my God.
well, you might see me and Tim if you're driving around Real Stadium later tonight. And I was
Tim
like, no, I'm
Horton.
gonna be downtown because that's where I actually make the money and I don't have to fight a bunch of fucking
I'm gonna be
traffic.
driving around Real's parking lot. So yeah, if you guys walk out and I see Tim, I'll be like, damn, that bitch
Dude, how funny would it have been
Oh
had I actually had to pick them up later that night? I'd have been like,
Oh shit, that would be
Dude, how
hilarious.
awkward would that have been?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I would have been like, well, I know what you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah.
Did you know that she's on the hub? I found her in 3 hours.
Oh my God.
I don't know if she was or not. It was a, but
She's yeah, definitely
she looked a
got.
little ra she looked a little
She could have
worn
definitely had
hard
an
and left out
OnlyFans.
wet, dude.
An OnlyFans maybe.
She probably does. Oh, totally had that vibe. Totally had the OnlyFans vibe, man.
I feel like if I was a woman like that that was able to do that, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't have, I mean, if you're not like, anyways, go on with your story.
Anyways, so yeah, so I get there and she's like, "Well, thanks so much for the ride." And then the girl like that was smoking the vape just like looks at me and she goes, "Thank you for letting me smoke." I'm like, "Your grandma died, dude. Like, you're fine. You could have popped open a fifth of Jack and been like, 'Can I drink this in here?' I'd have been like, 'Yeah, you're fine.'"
You could have snorted a line of coke out the middle console. It would have been all right with
Oh, those are all sorts of different stories that we have coming up on from Byron to Floyd. Good Lord. So, yeah, so that was my story, man, of just terrible, terrible wingmen that absolutely sucked. I really hope that that girl whose grandma died is like doing okay, like in the pandemic.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure she is. Yeah,
And the thought that was, you know, bringing out her friend that whose grandma died, it's like, yeah, you're kind of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just thinking about herself at that point.
Oh yeah,
She was
100%.
trying to make it so it sounded like she was being altruistic in some way, but she was really not.
No.
As far as wingman, my story's not really, I guess it could be pertained to a wingman, but it was in October, actually probably about the same time it is now. Went and saw my brother in Denver with a couple of buddies.
Okay.
So they came and picked me up right after I got off work, probably on like a Thursday, and we drove straight to Denver and we started drinking on the way up. We had some
Oh.
roadies on the way up, you know. The
Yeah.
driver was drinking, just I'll have to say it. You know, it was kind of like off-putting to me, but I'm like, fuck it, I'll go along with
You're
it.
like, I don't really, I'm not really cool with
This
this, but
is
not my
different.
car.
It's just weird because like I've never I'm sure it like happens way more often than I like know about,
Oh,
obviously. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
like I've never there's maybe been one time in my life that I've like drank while I'm driving. You know what I mean? Like
Dude, I was always way too freaked out. I
Yeah, like
never
I don't
did
know.
that
It's like
shit.
I've definitely like smoked and drove, you know what I mean? But like to actually like pop open an alcoholic beverage, I don't know what it is, but anyways. So driver's drinking, passenger's drinking, I'm in the back seat. And you know, it takes from Salt Lake to Denver, it probably takes about it was probably
That's
almost
about
like
8 hours.
8 to 9 hours before
What
we
way did you
actually
guys
got
go?
to
Did you guys go up through
It
Wyoming
was
and drop down? Oh,
it
you
was
did?
through Wyoming,
Okay.
yes, because I remember we went through Park City, or we took a Parley's and then
Yeah.
went through Evanston or whatever, and then however we got there. At that point, I didn't remember how we got
I just remember I woke up and I was in Denver and I was like, this is cool.
there. So, anyways, yeah, so we got to my brother's house. It was, you know, late at night. He had all of his Halloween shit out. Anyways, so we get there. We continue to drink as we get there.
Oh shit.
So he, you know, my brother's like, he's a really good host, and he, you know, busts out whatever. I can't remember what we were drinking on that night. So that night, no, it was a Friday night. Excuse me, I remember. So it was a Friday night that we got there. The three of us like slept in the basement, whatever. We had, you know, I hung out with my brother for, you know, we conversed, whatever,
Right.
drank, and went to sleep. Got up. It was Saturday morning because I remember we were going to the Broncos game on Sunday, but we were there for the weekend, right? So
Okay.
Saturday morning, you know, we turn on college football.
Yeah.
And he's got like two or three growlers that are just chilling in his fucking fridge.
Wow.
So, and this is probably like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, we get up. Those dudes start drinking like crazy. Like it
Oh,
was like 10 a.m.
shit.
They're fucking drinking. Okay. I
Okay.
had maybe one glass of beer and I don't even think I finished it because I'm just like thinking in my head, give me to the dispensary. Let's go to the dispensary. It's legal here. Let's go around town. What are we doing here?
Why are we doing shit that's legal in
Why?
Utah?
Yeah. But anyway, they're getting drunk, you know? Like, I feel like they were both drunk. Like, so Jake and Phil,
Oh shit.
Jake and Phil, they were already drunk before we left the house, okay?
Okay.
So we're like, okay, hey, we're going downtown, you know, whatever. So my brother stays there at the house. He's got the kids he's taking care of. And me and Jake and Phil go. So actually, I think my brother dropped us. No, Phil had his truck there that we drove up in. He drives us to the train station, okay? And
Okay.
we pick up the train, and they're fucking drunk. I could tell that they were like, hammered by the
Shit.
time, because that shit. I mean, that was way before. Like, if you're accustomed to Utah beer, and you start drinking like the High
Well,
Point stuff.
and you're in a higher elevation
Yeah,
too.
exactly. Yeah. So, and they were just like, whatever. So anyway, so we take the train downtown, we get out, and we don't know where the fuck we are. Like, I
Oh,
don't think any
shit.
of us have ever been to downtown Denver. You know, it's weird. Like, as soon as we got there, this was prior to,
Denver's got a weird, kind of a funky downtown
yeah,
setup.
this was probably, let's see, 2016, maybe
Okay.
2017. Maybe it was not that. I'm trying to. Oh shit. Maybe it was that long ago. Anyways, yeah. So it was kind of like we were in this industrial area. We got off on the wrong spot. I guarantee we did.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we weren't in the right spot. So anyway, we start walking. We finally find downtown where we f find these bars, and we go into this really cool bar that was like, it had two levels to it. So we go upstairs, and it was kind of like an outdoor bar. You know what I mean? It
Okay.
was open to the outside. It's
Yeah.
kind of like on the roof or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I want to go to the dispensary. What are we doing? They want to
Yeah.
watch like college football still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, Denver is a lot different from Salt Lake. Like, Denver has a lot more diversity, a lot more, black people than in
Yes.
Utah, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, this dude Phil, like, I really hung out with the guy prior to this. Like, maybe we played softball together or whatever, but I never hung out with him in a social setting, right?
Right, yeah.
So I'm like telling him, like, hey, let's go to the dispensary. Jake wanted to stay, watch the football or whatever.
Yeah.
So he and I leave. Jake stays at the rooftop. We go, we find Google or whatever. We went to the closest dispensary to us, and we didn't know it. Like, I'd never been to one at that point before,
Okay.
and so I didn't know that, like, we had to get cash before or whatever. And then we go in, and I didn't know what to buy. I just bought like a gram of flour,
Okay, yeah.
and then, like, I don't even know if it was like a one like I like one of those cigarette things. I don't know if I bought one or not, but we had no way of smoking it. So we get back to the bar. Phil's like asking the fucking bartender, hey bro, do you got any papers? And he's like looking at him like, what the fuck, dude? Are you serious? And I'm like, I got the weed in my pocket. I'm like, yeah, we need something to fucking. So finally he comes back, he's like, dude, go fucking buy a pre-roll. And we're like, oh yeah, good idea. So we go back, we buy a pre-roll, and we smoke like not even a half of it before we got back to the bar.
Oh
And
shit.
while we're walking back to the bar, Phil sees these black guys, and he's like walking up, hey brother! He's like, me and you are the same, man. And I was like, the fuck are you saying? I'm like, you're gonna get our fucking ass kicked, dude. Like, what the fuck? And then we like get back to the bar, we go back upstairs, and he's like saying the same thing to this other black dude. Hey, man, like, making a big deal. Like,
Oh
it's this
shit.
anomaly, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
Yeah.
like this token, like, holy shit. Like, Phil, dude, fucking stop. So anyway, when Phil and I get back, like, I'm
Nice and
pretty,
toasty.
yeah, for sure. And like, I hadn't drinking any water, so I get back to the bar, and I tell the bartender, I'm like, dude, I need a glass of water like ASAP. And he's like, okay. And then he brings me back just a glass of beer. So there's like this other glass. This is pre-pandemic, okay?
Yeah.
Like, there's other glass, could be water, could be whatever. I was so
Oh.
fucking through, like, I was like parched, dude. Like, I was
Yeah.
dying. I'm like, Jake, dude, I need a drink. So Jake and I are at the end of this bar, and Phil is like kind of bouncing back and forth. Like, so we're watching, it was like in the playoffs. This is probably the NLCS or whatever, and
Okay.
it's like the Cubs versus the Giants or whatever.
Okay.
And Jake and I've already subscribed to the Cubs, okay? So Jake's like a huge Cubs fan. He's from Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he fucking loves the Cubs. He loves the Bears. You know what I mean? That's his hometown. So I'm like, okay, I'll fucking Cubs, whatever. Phil, no, he's a fuck Giants. There's like the other people that have like the Giants garb on and shit like that.
Oh.
Phil's like, no, I'm Giants. Here's my people. I'm a Giants fan. We're like, okay, dude. And it was like everything that, like, this is, I think, the year that the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, so this was like with Rizzo and all that.
Yeah, when Chris Bryant and everybody were still on the Cubs. So we're watching it, and we're like, I was like going nuts because it was just fun to see Phil get all flustered, you know what I mean? So anyway, so I drink this random cup of whatever it was. And then I was like, fuck it. And I was like waiting for the water. He brings just a beer, like a beer. So I chugged the beer because I was thirsty as hell. You know?
Yeah.
I had to drink something. So I chugged the entire beer. And then Jake and I, so Cubs are doing fantastic and the fucking Giants are doing shitty. And Phil's getting super pissed. And then he's like pissed because he thinks that we're ganging up on him, right? So all of a sudden we turn around. Phil's gone. Phil is nowhere to be found. And I'm like, what's up with Phil, dude? He's like, oh, yeah. Jake's like, no, no problem, dude. You know, you probably just found some girls. You probably, you know, go to a hotel. Because he was gone for like, at that point, I realized he was gone, but then half an hour.
He'd been for a while.
Yeah, half an hour, 45 minutes are gone by. Phil's not anywhere to be found.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, dude, where's Phil? And then that's when he came up with the story. Maybe you've met a girl. So then my brother calls. He's like, hey, you know, I've smoked some whatever.
Yeah.
We're ready for dinner. You guys coming home? I'm like, Jake, let's go. You know, we waiting for
let's
Phil. Call Phil. Whatever. Calls Phil. Can't get a hold of him. I'm like, dude, we got to go. Are we waiting for Phil? He's like, oh, no. You know, then he's like, he'll probably just find a hotel downtown.
He'll find his way. Yeah.
So Jake and I walk. And as we're walking to pick up tracks, basically, I bust out the rest of that joint, and I smoked the entirety of the rest of the joint by myself because Jake wasn't smoking at that point.
Yeah.
And so we get on the train, and Jake is sitting there with me, and we're going back, and all of a sudden I feel like, you know, you get that feeling where like you're gonna pass out. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, so I kind of got that feeling, and I was just sitting there, and the next thing I know, like, open my eyes, and Jake's like, dude, I thought you died. Like, your eyes rolled back into your head. Like, you fucking were gone. I was like, oh my God. Holy shit. Oh my God. You know, like, fuck. What, really? I was like, holy shit. Because I didn't know. Oh, you know what I mean? We get to our destination. We get out. And as soon as I get out, I'm like, dude, I can't make it anymore. I'm going down. Again, I laid down on the ground. I'm like, Jake, go get my brother. Get some water. So I'm like laying there like half dead. You know what I mean? Like he runs. He's like sprinting. Dude, Jake is like 6'8". Okay. He's like,
holy
dude,
shit.
He's super tall. Like Jake's like running to the fucking.
Oh,
and
shit.
And I'm just like laying there like, oh my God, give me water. Because I like totally dehydrated. That's what it was. You know what I mean? Like I had like cotton mouth fucking whatever. I'd been drinking, like, no water whatsoever the entirety of the day.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he finally... I mean, I guess this is more of a good wingman story.
Hey.
Because Jake saved my life.
I was going to say, Jake, he's on it for you, man.
So what happened was... So somehow my brother had this inclination to bring water. He seriously did. Like, no, out of nowhere, he, like, thought, bring water. So he had, like, these four bottles of water. Jake brings me two. I don't know. Anyway... I'm like, I just need one. Give it to me. So I dump it on my face. I'm like, you know, drink the water. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. You know, I stand up. I'm fine. We go in there. And he's like, where's Phil? And we're like, oh, no, whatever. Jake says whatever he says, you know. We go back to him, you know, my brother's house. We have dinner. You know, Jake and I go to bed. Because at that point, it's like, fuck it. He's not coming back. So I wake up in the morning, you know. And, you know, my brother's like making breakfast.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. You know, we're just kind of bantering about last night. And then I say something about Phil. And he's like, oh, yeah. Phil's out in the front. I'm like, what? I thought, and then when he said that, I thought he was like out on the couch. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are we saying? Did I just say some shitty stuff about Phil? You know what I mean? Because I was like, why didn't you say that first thing when I got up?
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, hey, out Phil. The front.
So he's like, oh, no, dude, Phil's out, passed out in his truck out front. was like, what? What the fuck? Oh,
shit.
He's like, oh, yeah, dude. He's like, I didn't know what was going on. I went outside, and he was passed out. So I go out there, and he's just, like, completely passed out in his front seat, like in the driver's seat, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, shit. So I kind of wake him up, and he, like, wakes up. Goes downstairs to try and get some sleep, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, so come to find out, Phil tells us the story of what happened to him that night. So he had gone to another bar, right? And okay. He had hooked up. Like, he was sitting at this bar, and he had gone to the bathroom, and then he came back. Or this is part of it. But he was at this bar, and he hooks up with, like, these three girls and this dude. And they're, like, talking, conversing, whatever.
Right.
You know, they do their bar banter. And, yeah, in the midst of that, he said he went to the bathroom and came back and he took a drink of his drink. Anyways, he got the bill and the people tried to put their drinks on his bill. So he's like, oh, hell no. Like, hell no. That shit. No, I'm not paying for their shit. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. And I think they had gone at that point. And so he's, like, trying to get the manager involved, like, dude, fuck this, you know.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. I never said consented to paying for. And he thought that the like the waitress, whatever, was in on it as well for some reason.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So anyway, he ended up leaving. You know what I mean? He was like, he couldn't argue all night.
Right.
So he ended up leaving, and he's like, "Here's my number." Blah blah blah. So as he leaves, this isn't funny, but as he leaves, he like finds this patch of grass because he starts feeling weird. And also, and then the next thing you know is he like passes out on this patch of grass, and he was like gone. Like, he was like dead out. You know what I mean? And then the next thing you know is he, like, a cop is like kicking him awake at like whatever time in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. So he was gone for whatever time to whatever time. Cop's kicking him. Hey, what's going on? Are you okay? You know, he wakes up. Finds his way back to the car at the parking lot. It's not funny, but at the parking lot.
It is now, because it didn't happen to either one of us.
And he's okay. Phil's okay. He made it back. But he thinks that while he was gone in the bathroom and came back, like, someone had put some shit in his drink.
Oh, dude.
Roofied him.
Yeah.
You know? And that he fucking, like, went out and he, like, was gone. Like, and that was weird, because I'm like, dude, yeah, I fucking passed out, too. But at least I was revived, you know.
Yeah.
But like, damn, yeah, his was a totally different situation. But yeah, it was, wow. It was quite the time.
Damn.
Uh huh.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, man, that is crazy, dude. I would have been so pissed if somebody pulled that on me at like
the bar. Well, and then that's the thing. So I think that Sunday, because we went to the Broncos game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that he was able to get in contact with the bar, and I think they dropped the charges, basically.
Oh, basically, they calmed.
They
the
said,
other
"Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you were right." I'm pretty sure. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Nice.
So.
That's way good, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that concludes the Wingmans from Byron to Floyd. We have designed the merch. We're ordering samples of it right now to make sure that it looks good, because the people that we're ordering it from, there's like three companies. One's out of Germany, one's out of the Czech Republic, and one's out of the U.S.
Oh, shit.
So, but you know what's weird is the Czech Republic and Germany had the cheapest shipping cost.
Oh, I'm
like
sure.
The U.S. was like $10.
Oh, weird.
The Czech Republic was like $5. I'm like, yeah, we're going to give them a try. So once we make sure they're good, and they don't take 6 months to get here.
Right.
We'll put those up on our website. We've begun to design a website. So just kind of, you know, forward progress is being made. And we are looking forward to seeing you guys on the next one and keeping up to date. Me and Steve were talking last night about the potential guest. It's getting closer. So it looks like a lot of our viewers are going to be pretty excited about it. So we're excited to have them on. And then we'll also be having some other guests on that we've been lining up that are not as well known, but are going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, cool. Well, until next time, keep on that journey from Byron to Floyd.
Amen, brother. Really.